Good morning and welcome to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori on this Saturday morning. So glad you can join me where I am every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time, and you can hear me from anywhere on the planet online at 883wppp.org, on podcasts, and each show is archived on my website at annliguori.com. So glad you can join me. And as you know, I enjoy getting away in the winter months, playing top golf courses, who wouldn't, right? Experiencing cuisine, culture, the beauty of other areas, so I can share information, recommend areas, beaches, golf, resorts, restaurants to you to assist you in planning your getaways, your golf destinations, etc. I mean, tough duty, but somebody has to do it. So this morning, you'll learn about Nassau Paradise Island in the Bahamas, which I learned is a fabulous destination for golf, for food, casino, spa, beach, water sports, and incredible activities like interacting with dolphins. Our first stop was the Reef at Atlantis, which offered large rooms with kitchen and living areas, incredible views of the ocean off a private balcony, and tons to do, including so many swimming pools, I lost count, gorgeous beach areas, meandering throughout the lazy river on a tube, so much to do in the water park, slides and just thrilling rides, and a marine habitat that just dazzled me, both educational and mesmerizing. This morning, you'll hear why Nassau Paradise Island should be at the top of your list as a resort and golf destination. Doug Trueblood, the Senior Vice President of Marketing for Nassau Paradise Island Promotion Board, will join us. We'll learn more about Atlantis being the largest open-air marine habitat in the world, encompassing 14 lagoons, 8 million gallons of ocean water, and more than 50,000 aquatic animals representing over 250 marine species. I mean, that just boggles my mind. But being there and seeing it and interacting with the dolphins personally was one of my highlights of the trip. That all takes place at Dolphin Cay, at Atlantis, and Taz Rutherford, the Associate Director of Marine Mammal Operations at Dolphin Cay Atlantis, will join us as well. You know, I didn't even think about the culinary delights of this resort, but we ate at Fish, Jose Andres' award-winning restaurant at the Cove. This chef, many of you know, is just incredible. He's done so much. He is an expert diver. And he was named as one of Time's 100 Most Influential People. He was named an outstanding chef by the James Beard Foundation. Jose Andres, you know him from television, but there's so much to this individual. And having the honor of eating at Fish, his restaurant at Atlantis at the Cove, was one of the highlights of the trip as well. We also ate at Sip Sip, which is the celebrated Harbor Island eatery by Chef Julie Lightborn. That's also at Atlantis Paradise Island. And, you know, I was really just taken aback by the high quality of all the restaurant offerings. 21 restaurants, 19 bars just located on property. From Atlantis, we visited the Ocean Club Bahamas, a Four Seasons resort, and oh my goodness, that is beyond breathtaking along a five-mile stretch of gorgeous beach. This property includes 14 acres of Versailles-inspired lawns and gardens with statues and a cloister area that looks like you're going back in time or you could be in the middle of France. It's just outstanding. And the spa at the Ocean Club Four Seasons was just heaven. Monica Majors, Director of PR at the Ocean Club Four Seasons Resort Bahamas, will fill us in on the resort's history and amenities. And last but not least, the Ocean Golf Club situated on miles of beachfront property, has easily moved into my top 20 golf courses in the world. And as you know, I play a lot of them all over the place. The Tom Weisskopf design features seven holes that actually hug the coastline, which is almost unheard of in golf, having so many holes so close to the sea. And every hole, but actually one on this course, offers a view of the water. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed playing the Ocean Golf Club. The greens were in impeccable shape. It's challenging, particularly when the wind picks up, but it's very fair. And Robbie Lemming, PGA General Manager of the Ocean Club Golf Course, will join me this hour as well. So a lot coming up in this hour. Enjoy the show. And Sports Interview with Anne LaGore is brought to you by Dune Jewelry and the new Hamptons Robe Collection. Savor the memories with sand from your favorite beach or golf course in timeless pieces for men and women. Dune Jewelry, that's D-U-N-E jewelry.com. And Sports Interview with Anne LaGore is brought to you in part by Peak Vision Sunglasses, P-E-A-K Vision Sunglasses, zero distortion, unmatched clarity, change your game. Peakvision.com, P-E-A-K-Vision.com. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne LaGore, and I am delighted to say hello to Doug Trueblood, Senior Vice President, Marketing, Nassau Paradise Island Promotion Board. And Doug, it's so great to be with you. You and I go back a long way, good buddies for many, 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 many years. You're like family to me. That's full disclosure here on Sports Interview, but it's such a pleasure to be with you on this trip to the Bahamas.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure having you here as our and hosting you here in this beautiful destination. And I'm sitting here looking over your shoulder at the most beautiful water I've ever seen here in the Bahamas and at the Four Seasons Resort. And I must say, we are a bit spoiled, Anne, but very thankful indeed.
The Ocean Club is just exquisite. We're in the lobby. You hear a little bit of music in the background. Our views are spectacular, the Atlantic Ocean. Tell us about just the destination itself, Doug. Where are the Bahamas?
Well, first of all, we are one of the closest islands to the United States. We are, as you know, just having flown down here just recently, we're only 2.5 hours from New York. So you can wake up in New York City in that cold weather, dream about the beach, and about 2.5 hours, you'll be down here in the Bahamas. And that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize, that we are so close as an international country, that you can be here so easily. And especially out of New York City, we have, you know, over 40 flights a week. Direct flights here to Nassau. So it's a really lovely location. And again, what's really funny, you and I are sitting in this, this as you mentioned, the lobby of the Four Seasons. You know, this is where Casino Royale, the movie, was done here, the James Bond movie that was done here. So there's a lot of history here of this beautiful destination as well.
Daniel Craig, I'm looking for him to make an appearance anytime soon. So now, I know the Bahamas, Doug, are one of the fastest growing destinations in all the Caribbean. Talk about that, because you wouldn't think that, but you know, it's so easy to get to, as you say, from the mainland of the United States, and there's so much to do here.
Okay, great. Yes, indeed. There is a lot to do here. And what's really great about the Bahamas, back to your point about being so close, beyond that, a lot of people come here and they kind of wonder what to do off the beach. Obviously, we have the most beautiful, spectacular water. I don't know if you've ever heard about the astronauts that when they were looking down on planet Earth, one of the things they noticed was the beautiful blue waters of the Bahamas. And we are known for those waters. But beyond the beach, we have some spectacular properties here. Within our portfolio, we have over 20 properties, including the most recent addition, which is Bahamar, which opened over the past year and a half, which includes a SLS property, a Grand Hyatt, and also a Rosewood. And on top of that, what we really boast about here in the Bahamas, and especially with Nassau Paradise Island, is the fact that we have something for everyone. Obviously, we're now this beautiful, exclusive, gorgeous resort called the Four Seasons here at the Ocean Club. But we have everything down from a sunrise where you self-cater and you can bring family and stay right on the beach, We've got all-inclusives also within our portfolio, including Sandals and Malia. And so we've got a variety of properties. And then coming on board next year, we've got the new Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville Resort, which is going to be opening soon, and also The Point. So we've got even more hotels that are going to be joining us over the next 2 years. And the destination just continues to grow and grow. And not only its popularity, but again, the vast offerings that we have here. And you mentioned, you know, we were talking about the beach. Off the beach as well, there are things to do. The city has got so many offerings with shopping. They've got this new thing that a lot of our guests are enjoying called the True True Bahamian Food Tour, where you actually learn culture, you learn history, and you get to taste a lot of the great food here in the Bahamas. So there's a lot of fun things to do here, you know, that guests can really enjoy.
One of the highlights of the activities that we did this week, we went to Gray Cliff, which is a historic home, and we met the owner, Enrico, from Italy. And, you know, it's just not only a hotel and a restaurant that seems to go on and on and on, but it's also they make cigars there and chocolate.
Yes, you like the chocolate, too, I noticed. And they also have the world's the third largest wine, privately owned wine cellar in the world. So it's got a lot of history there, which is very, very cool.
180,000 bottles of wine. We got the special tour of the wine cellar. And the oldest bottle is a Riesling that dates back to the 1700s. It is just unbelievable that we're looking at a bottle of wine from the 1700s.
Yeah, I don't think there's 180,000 anymore. I think there's 179,799 because of us. Or maybe 78. I can't remember. But yes, we enjoyed some really good wine there last night.
Amazing. Before we sit down, there are about four different wine glasses in front of each of us. So we did indeed enjoy a variety of the wine as well. And then we went to the Japanese restaurant at Baja Mar, and we learned how to make sushi rolls.
Well, you did a much better job than I did. I had rice all over my hands. But yes, that was a really fun experience. And it's another offering that, you know, when guests here, they want to do something different. You know, they go to the spa, they go to some of the wonderful amenities that we have, but this is like a new thing that they're offering down at Baja Mar. It's kind of a case by case when people come in and they have a group that would like to go. But again, I think the hotels here are looking for things for our guests to do all the time. That's all about the beach all the time. There's other things to do too.
To say, Doug, the variety of the accommodations is unbelievable. We started the trip staying at the Reef at Atlantis, and so much to do there. I mean, that talk about family fun. We went down, you know, the little
Lazy River,
and the food there was phenomenal. We actually ate at a place called Fish, which is fairly new. It opened last May, 2018, I believe, and that is a Jose Andre, just culinary delight. The lionfish was exquisite. The conch fritters were out of this world. So I'm just impressed with the variety and the quality of not only the accommodations, but the cuisine.
Absolutely. It's something we really are very proud about. The Atlantis property, of course, that you mentioned too, being such an amazing, amazing resort. You know, it really kicked off, I have to say, Nassau and Paradise Island, of course, with their five beautiful properties ranging from the beach up to the Reef. So they've got a price point for everyone. And of course, you can't beat AquaVenture as far as a water park. There's just nothing like it in the world. So it's been a wonderful wonderful addition, and something that we certainly enjoy and we like to boast about as well.
The aquarium is just phenomenal with the manta rays and the stingrays and all the fish. I mean, it is really one of the most fascinating aquariums I've ever seen, probably one of the biggest.
Yeah, absolutely. And you saw Coco, which is the big stingray. So, yes, it's something that people from around the world come to see, that aquarium. It's truly, truly spectacular.
Spent an incredible morning at Dolphin Cay, and we hung out with Sasha, the dolphin, and got a behind-the-scenes tour of just all that Atlantis is doing to really protect these mammals. And we saw the sea lions and the turtles, and that was spectacular, Doug.
Yes, and you know, they have something called the Blue Project, which is something they're very, very proud of, and I, you know, kudos to what Atlantis is doing to to protect wildlife, you know, and it's wonderful that they have an opportunity for us to showcase it so we can come and touch and feel and learn about the animals. They have wonderful kids programs there for the animals as well. But, you know, what they're doing with the Blue Project and really helping, you know, supporting the aquatic life around the world. You know, this is a place where a lot of animals that are in need come to are really brought back to life. So I give a lot of credit to what they're doing there. And again, they get to share it with us as well, which is nice.
And of course, we didn't talk about the golf, but you know, we played the Ocean Club and also the course, the Jack Nicklaus design at Baja Mar. And you'll be hearing from several of the golf personalities attached to both of those courses. And the views, Doug, at the Ocean Club, just about five of the holes really hug the coastline, which is almost unheard of when you're talking about golf courses around the world, to get that close to, you know, to the ocean. It was just spectacular. And it was just a challenging but really delightful and beautiful 18 holes. So I'm very impressed with the golf here in the Bahamas.
Well, you know, after you keep talking about it, I think I'm going to take up golf. But no, yeah, the views are spectacular. I've been out there many times for photo shoots, but I'll tell you what, seeing your photos yesterday, and I know you've been posting all the things, makes me want to get out there and learn myself. So I'll have to take that up one of these days.
Well, I can't thank you enough for including me on this trip. We've just had an incredible time. It's been a real eye-opener because, you know, there's so many destinations all over the world that are so enticing and very inviting, but I would highly recommend coming to the Bahamas for, you know, obviously not just golf, but for so many different activities, you know, water activities and sports and the culture of the city and the cuisine and the spa. We'll talk to Monica a little bit about the spa. But it's just such an incredible destination for really all age levels.
Yeah, and you know, I really encourage the listeners to go to NassauParadiseIsland.com. That's our website that really focuses and showcases all the properties that we have here. There's some great deals on there as well, so please visit our website. Again, it's NassauParadiseIsland.com, and we look forward to having you back. And of course, all you listeners out there, we'd love to have you come visit the Bahamas.
Thanks so much. Doug Trueblood, Senior VP Marketing, Nassau Paradise Island Promotion Board. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and what a tour and experience we had this morning here at Atlantis Paradise Island. Joining me now is Taz Rutherford, who is the Associate Director of Marine Mammal Operations at Dolphin Key. And Taz just gave us an incredible tour, very informative about the dolphins and the other mammals who occupy, you know, the world here at Atlantis. And Taz, thanks so much for joining me. So Dolphin Key started with 17 dolphins, and tell us how they got there.
Well, those guys actually had a previous home in Gulfport, Mississippi. It was a place called Marine Life Oceanarium. And we all know how devastating Hurricane Katrina was. And with hurricanes, you get a little bit of advance warning. But the thing about that is dolphins don't have hurricane shelters. So those guys didn't have very many options of where they could go prior to the hurricane. So unfortunately, a few of those animals had to stay in Marine Life Oceanarium during the storm. And those few got washed out during a search into the Gulf of Mexico and had to be found and rescued. And then they were reunited with the rest of their dolphin family here at the Atlantis. And those 17 were our first Dolphin Key family members.
And they expanded to 42, so quite the family.
Indeed. You know, one of the indications of how comfortable an animal or sometimes even a person has become in an environment is what they do. And in just the first year of having those 17 here, we had 5 babies born. And since that time, way back when, we've had a total of 16 babies born here. And other animals have come join us from other habitats as well, bringing us to the 42.
So take us through the experience. If you know, somebody wants to learn more about these incredible mammals, what do they have to do?
Well, someone staying here at the hotel has many options. They can call one of our extensions. They can book online, come down to Dolphin Key even. We specialize in education and conservation here, and so we have a plethora of experiences that anybody can take part in. from kids in our junior Trainer for a Day program to adults in our Ultimate Trainer for a Day program, which is an all-day inclusive experience. For those that may be a little hesitant, maybe they can't swim, they're not quite comfortable with the large animals and just want to kind of watch them, we have a number of observational experiences such as our kayak with dolphins, paddleboard with dolphins, and even our Serenity snorkel. And a number of different experiences. Large families can enjoy the Dip and Discover. Adventurers can enjoy the Swim with Dolphins or the Sea Lion experience. Like I said, a number of different experiences anybody can enjoy.
So tell me about dolphins. They're so intelligent. And when they come here, do they learn more, do you know? Or are they pretty much knowledgeable before they came to this habitat?
All of the animals at the habitat now have either been born here or come from another habitat, so they've been exposed to a controlled environment before and a number of different stimuli. Of course, our guys here are exposed to a number of different things that dolphins in the wild would not be. It wouldn't be fair for me to say that they are smarter than dolphins in the wild because dolphins on the whole are a pretty intelligent species of animals, but they have learned a few things I'm pretty sure you couldn't get a wild dolphin to do.
And what goes into the training of the dolphins here?
What most people don't realize is what we do is actually the study of behavior. We're behaviorists, essentially, and we build relationships with the animals through positive reinforcement and operant conditioning. So what basically happens is we stimulate the environment, and of course, stimuli is any change of environment, so it could be a sight, a sound, or a thing. The animal then responds to that, so it could be dolphins, sea lions, and even birds, because remember, we have exotic birds as well. They respond to that stimuli, and if the response is something that we'd like to keep or maybe see more of, we'll add some positive reinforcement, which everybody thinks is food. And yes, food does count, but it's not the only thing. Praise, attention, changes in social structure, environment, there are a number of different types of positive reinforcement. And if the response is something that we don't want to keep or maybe see less of because it may be harmful, these are large animals, then we don't draw any attention to it at all. We just ignore it for 3 seconds, something called an LRS, least reinforcing scenario, so remaining neutral essentially, and then we can either move on to something else that's a little bit easier or maybe give them another try at it. And it's that simple. Consistency is really the key, and that's probably the hardest part.
So the 3 second timeout, it's just not reinforcing any kind of behavior, right?
We don't think about it so much as a timeout. With a timeout, the intention is to punish, so you're intentionally trying to create some type of negative scenario, and that's something that we definitely don't want to do. By remaining neutral, by not putting any negative or positive to it, it doesn't add to the positive nature of the behavior. So it doesn't encourage them to do the undesirable thing anymore. And we believe by putting more attention and more positive reinforcement on the things that we want, instead of drawing attention to the things that we don't want, we'll eventually eradicate the things that we don't want.
It's interesting. This morning, we went out as a group of, say, 15, and the dolphin that our guide wanted to work with just didn't feel like it. So he brought in Sasha, who was very willing to hang with us. So does that happen frequently?
I wouldn't say frequently, but often enough. Remember that someone like me, I'm with these animals a minimal of 9 hours a day, 5 days a week. That's at minimum. That's saying that none of them are pregnant or any need of any special care. We don't have any animals that have just been flown in for rehab. So at minimum, they're 45 hours a week. So I might say frequent, but for somebody that's coming to visit, that's something you're probably not going to see. But everything we do with these guys is completely voluntary. So just like with Bibbidi this morning, if any one of them at any time just decides that they're not interested for any reason, we can either just move on to the next animal or just wait it out. We spend a lot of our time just kind of waiting it out.
Love it. It's so incredible to see them in this, you know, this natural habitat. And basically, we all lined up. We pet Sasha as she swam back and forth. We then posed for pictures with her. We then watched her do all kinds of flips. They swim so fast. What can you tell my audience about these dolphins that is just so unique that perhaps we might not know?
I think something that people know but don't think about, like maybe if they put a little bit more energy into it, they'd say that makes sense, is that each of these animals is different. Especially when we get new staff coming in who are just learning the animals, just learning about behavior and how to modify behavior, they think that once they learn it with one dolphin or one sea lion that it's all the same for everybody else, and it just doesn't work like that. And it even changes with the same animal. The animal that you work with when they are 1 year to when they are 5 years to when they're 40 years, because Sasha's is in her mid-30s, she'll be 40 in no time. they change just like we grow and change. And I think that's the most amazing part of working with these animals, that it's not a stagnant environment. It's a very live environment that changes day to day and season to season.
And what's the average age for the dolphins here?
Our youngest right now is 4, and our oldest dolphin is 45. And we have a full range of animals going on there.
And how long do they live on average?
In our kind of environment where they have medical care, full supply of food, good solid social structure, and all other precautions and parameters, you can see a dolphin live to be maybe 60 years old, as compared to in the wild, they're typically found to be about 18 to 25 years old because, of course, they don't have some of the things that our animals have. So double or triple the lifespan, potentially.
And the sea lions. We got the behind the tour scenario as well, which was fascinating. Talk about the sea lions here.
One thing I love about working with sea lions as compared to working with dolphins, everybody always asks if I have a favorite. I don't have a favorite because they all amaze me. But one thing I love about the sea lions have an ability to grimace. So sea lions will make a facial expression. Like, people always say that the dolphins are always smiling, but dolphins can't actually smile. Their face is the same all the time. But sea lions will smile, will grin, will stick their tongue out, will yawn, will make all sorts of faces. And their personalities, if you will, are different as well. I like to say working with a dolphin is kind of like being with a cat. You know, cats are pretty independent, and they do what they want when they want, and it's just kind of whatever on their own accord. Working with sea lions are kind of like dogs. They're big and can be extremely friendly, and they just kind of sit with you, and it's, what are we going to do next? Kind of like your pal.
I love the fact that they said, yeah, stick your tongue out and smile and clap, and, you know, they're just so smart. Do you believe that they really enjoy this kind of environment, the interaction? Do they need this kind of interaction?
Well, what we like to do is not draw too many human expressions to it, because even in human nature, we like to think that somebody else thinks exactly the way we do, but it doesn't always work like that. And similarly with the animals. One thing that we do know, though, because what we do is a science, what we have studied and what we do know is animals will gravitate towards things that are positive and avoid things that are negative. And just like you mentioned this morning with Bimini and Sasha, if animals don't want to participate, they don't participate. Why they interact is yet to be determined. It could be because of the attention, it could be because of the food, and it could be because the other animals are doing it. It could be any number of reasons. But again, anything that's negative for them or they're uninterested in, they just don't participate, and they will avoid it.
Tess, talk about the incredible work that your team does here and the foundation that helps mammals really all over the world.
One thing that many people don't know about is our Blue Project, and we are striving this year as an organization, Atlantis on the Whole, to make more people aware of that, what we do on the back end. A portion of the proceeds from every marine experience here at Atlantis, whether it's with dolphins, sharks, stingrays, you name it, goes towards our Blue Project. And the Blue Project is Atlantis' nonprofit organization that's dedicated to marine life conservation. So that could be coral outplanting for coral reef restoration. It could be marine animal rescue, rehab, and release. And I got a great story about that for you. It could be marine habitat conservation, so simple beach cleanups to remove some of the pollution from the ocean. Atlantis is based on the story of marine life, and we are completely and entirely dedicated to that, not just as the organization Atlantis, but being a large part of the Bahamian community.
Tell me the story.
Well, it's actually two stories. So earlier in the year, we would have released an Atlantic spotted-nosed dolphin who we named Eminem for a modern miracle, because his rescue, rehab, and release was indeed a miracle. There had not been very much, or if any, work done with spotted nose dolphins in this area. Even though they had been seen, nobody really knew very much about them. When we found Eminem, he was in a bit of a bad state. He wasn't swimming. He wasn't floating very well. Some very unusual behavior, although there wasn't anything obvious at the time. We flew him back here and assessed him, treated him. And one of the major benefits that we had that most people don't think about, with us working with dolphins and modifying behavior, we were able to use some of the sciences and things that we learned to help him rehab more quickly, because we knew when to give attention and when to not give attention to encourage him to do the things that he needed to do to get better. And we were able to release him and also attach a sat tag to him. So with association with the Marine Laboratory and a few other organizations were getting satellite tracking information on M&M on a daily basis. And so now we actually have qualitative and quantitative data on the lifestyle and habitat of the Atlantic spotted-nosed dolphin in this area, which will help us in future, if need be, to protect those areas and those animals, because we can justifiably say this is where they live, this is where they reside, this is where they mate, and this is for their well-being.
Where is M&M now? Is he hanging out in the waters off of the Bahamas?
He's still in the Bahamas. He's off of one of our outer islands called Bimini, where he resides. Funny thing about him, when we released him there, we turned him in a northern direction, which is where the area where we had found him, and people have spotted them, so we know they kind of reside in that area. We turned him that way, released him that way. He made a U-turn and went straight down, almost all the way back down to Cuba, and then back up to Bimini, and he's pretty much been around in that area, and he's been spotted with other dolphins as well, so which means he's found a pod, which is very good. So he's found a family now.
Isn't that great? And how fast do they swim? Because just in the experience we had this morning, they're so fast.
Dolphins can get up to speeds of about 22 to 25 miles per hour. If anybody were to come down here and do any one of our experiences, they may get a glimpse of that, but not the full speed. So these guys under threat, so there's no threat here. They don't have to worry about sharks, about nets, about broke propellers, anything like that. Under threat, they could get those maximum speeds. But you could get a pretty good ride on the footbush if you were to come around.
All right. Give us a fact or a statistic that we may not know, because you're so knowledgeable, Taz, about these mammals and what your team has done to save so many of these mammals.
Let's see, something that I haven't told you already, because I know I've given you a lot of information, but one of them that I always like to share, and I may have mentioned already, is their lifespan. In this controlled environment, these guys can live to be two to three times the expected age as in the wild. Another neat fact that a lot of people like to know is these guys can eat about 4 to 6% of their body weight in fish a day. On any given day, depending on the season of the year, we can go through over 1,000 pounds of fish per day. And there's a dedicated crew that comes in as early as 5 o'clock in the morning to make sure that all of that stuff is ready and prepared for them. And it's sushi-grade fish, and our fish kitchen operates at the highest health and safety codes. Matter of factly, we have a health and safety inspector that comes in throughout the year to make sure that everything we're doing is up to par.
And as we were doing our tour, the kitchen was being cleaned, and you say all the facilities here get cleaned at least twice a day.
At minimum, twice a day, there's a detailed cleaning. So top to bottom, doors, door handles, floors, cabinets, you name it. The rest of the cleaning happens throughout the day as we move back and forth. And that's not just in the kitchen. That's throughout the entire habitat. So it's similar to when you have kids in the area. You want to make sure that there are things that aren't harmful to their skin, no swallow hazards. And that's why we have some of the rules and regulations that we do when guests come to interact with the animals. This is their home. We need to make sure that anything that we're introducing to them is safe for them and it's comforting. We wouldn't want to create an environment that they have to live in that becomes negative for them.
You're also talking about the manatees and how you've rescued some manatees and the food just to feed a manatee. And the Blue Project helps with this. Cost about $30,000 a month, all the seafood.
It can get to be that expensive at times. Healthy manatee can eat upwards of 100 pounds of vegetation a day. We're talking lettuce, kale, spinach, and Atlantis does a lot of things, but we don't have a farm quite yet, so that's food that we would have to purchase. It also comes out of the time we would normally dedicate to the animal, so you have to get a special rehab team together for that that's going to observe the animal, feed the animal, care for the animal, take their records, their notes, and, of course, the veterinary team assists with that as well. So there's a lot of work that goes into that, and it can get pretty tiring. It can get pretty expensive, but at the end of the day, we take great pride in caring for these animals, and we have a strong passion for conservation. Every time that we are able to rehab an animal and release them, it's an indescribable feeling. Last year alone, we would have gotten well over 200 calls to rescue and rehab animals, and not just marine animals. We have a rescue and rehab facility here. We have worked with cats, dogs, iguanas, birds, sharks, stingrays, turtles. We get all of the calls that you could imagine. This, in fact, is the only marine mammal rehabilitative center in the Caribbean. So not just here in the Bahamas, we get calls. Most recently, we got a call from Antigua. We get calls from all around, and we assist wherever we can.
Yes, it's what, the largest facility for mammals in the world?
It's definitely one of the largest in both size and technology. In just the dolphin area alone, you'll have somewhere between 6 and 7 million gallons of natural ocean water flowing in and out on a daily basis.
Unbelievable. You mentioned the word passion. You have so much passion. You said earlier that you studied biology at University of Tampa, and you were able to come back home here in the Bahamas to apply your knowledge, and it's just been a delight to talk to you. You're just so full of information. I could talk to you all day, but I so enjoyed the tour, Taz, and continued success with the program, and what all of you are doing here for these mammals is just amazing. Taz Rutherford, Associate Director of Marine Mammal Operations at Dolphin Key, right here at Atlantis, Paradise Island. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Have a great day.
Sports Interview with Ann LaGoria is brought to you by Dune Jewelry and the new Hamptons Rope Collection. Savor the memories with sand from your favorite beach or golf course in timeless pieces for men and women. Dune Jewelry, that's D-U-N-E, jewelry.com. And Sports Interview with Ann LaGoria is brought to you in part by Peak Vision Sunglasses, P-E-A-K Vision Sunglasses, zero distortion, unmatched clarity, change your game, peakvision.com, peakvision.com. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Ann LaGoria. I am at the exquisite The Ocean Club, a Four Seasons Resort, Bahamas, and the director of PR here is Monica Majors. Monica, thanks so much for coming on the show and telling us about this incredible property.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for making the trip.
So tell me about the history of The Ocean Club.
Yes, we're definitely known for our legendary experiences here. I mean, it goes back to the 1960s with the likes of Benny Goodman, Zsa Zsa Gabor. We have a real star-studded history of guests that have stayed here, and that's continued through families and multi-generations that have continued to then vacation to us here in the Bahamas and Paradise Island. Really, we're talking about days of old that have evolved forward in modernity with the Four Seasons brand now here. And the whole idea is that we capture that elegance and that glamour, but we really bring it forward into what everybody is looking for now, which is experiential travel and getting to know your destination. And for example, the Versailles Gardens that we have here are a great example of how you can also step beyond the beach.
It's, you know, the privacy element is so important. You mentioned all the celebrities who have frequented the Ocean Club in the last, you know, couple decades. It's not only a beautiful spot, but it's luxurious and very private, and you know, it has that certain, a very sophisticated feel to it. I'm sure that all is very appealing.
It is very much so, and especially that ties back into the tenure of our team here. I mean, we've got some of our team members here who have got 50 years on site, 25, 35. You know, you might come across someone who's got 5 years or less with us, and they're sort of jokingly referred to as the babies on site. And so the idea of that the Bahamas is certainly not new at all to some of these really higher brow and really well affluent and well-traveled jet setters that are coming here, that's just something that we've known for so long. And that privacy is just expected, and it's really just automatic. And that comes also with the genuine hospitality of being here in the Bahamas.
Can you talk about where exactly the resort property is located in the Bahamas and the accessibility?
Yeah, so you'll fly into Nassau on New Providence, Nassau being the capital of the Bahamas, and then Paradise Island is just this lovely island set then on the north side, and we're also then tucked on the north side of that island. So we have beautiful, expansive beach looking out to the Atlantic Ocean, very calm, very easy to swim in beach, so also great for families too. Nassau is very easy and super convenient to fly into, especially from the eastern seaboard, but even Midwest and even West Coast. We have guests who realize it's quicker to travel to Nassau, Bahamas from California than it is to get to the Hawaii or parts of Mexico, for example. So we're really blessed with having so much airlift into the city here. And then a great benefit is that you'll clear customs to the United States on this side before you actually land in. So once you land back in stateside, you're just straight out of the airport there.
Oh, that's great to know. That makes it much quicker and more convenient. So the amenities here, the butlers, and just everything that just comes with the overall experience, Monica, can you talk a little bit about the amenities?
Absolutely. So we're well known for that in particular. Being a resort destination, there are a number of amenities that come with staying here, and not the least of which is daily champagne and strawberries delivered to your room every night just before sunset. We have butler teams, and we also have a dedicated team of villa butlers should you choose to stay in one of our 3 or 4 bedroom villas. And the butler team is really just an extension of any of the service that you need at your fingertips at any time of day. And the idea then that you've also got the concierge team here who extends all the way through to our tennis pros, for example, Leo, who's been on the courts for 51 years. I mean, there's an amazing amount of wealth of knowledge that we have here. Keith here at the bar, for example, has been serving up the Vesper Martini, famously from the Casino Royale James Bond. So he's been here for about 25 years with us. And we extend that to complimentary yoga in the mornings every day, looking out, of course, onto the beautiful blue Bahamian waters. There's really no shortage of activities and amenities that you can have here.
Were you here, Monica, when they filmed James Bond?
I unfortunately was not. They would have had to have kept me to the side, I'm sure. But the team speaks very highly of the whole experience. And the martini bar and lounge where we're sitting now is actually was the set for the entire casino experience here. So we do have quite a few movie fans who come up and really regale in that, and it looks exactly as it does in the film. Yeah.
I love it. Now I'm going to have to go and rewatch that James Bond movie. I love it. So tennis courts, you know, we didn't even talk about the tennis courts. The golf course is exquisite, and you'll be hearing in this show from several personalities that are affiliated with the Ocean Club golf course experience. But talk about the tennis and the other sports activities here.
Yeah, fitness is a big focus, and it always has been back to the days of Huntington Hartford II, who is the one who purchased this and turned it into a hotel in 1959. So we have 6 Hartru courts, and we have a very talented team. Again, Leo Roll is who heads that up right now, and he's been with us for 51 years. Great story of him walking by, seeing a tennis fly over the fence, bringing it forward, and George Huntington saying, "Would you like a job tomorrow?" And he came back, and he's worked here ever since. And so then we have a beautiful state-of-the-art fitness center, and that all sits next to an adults-only section of the resort. While we're very family-friendly, we do have enough space. We're on 35 acres here, very well-grown-in, jungled area, and then that reaches out to 5 miles of stretched beach. And so the fitness side of the resort really does have a lot of activity and active elements to it, and then that's complemented perfectly by our Balinese-inspired spa. And so we really do encourage those, especially if you're out on the golf course or if you're playing tennis, to then come into the spa and work on rehabilitating those fatigued muscles. Not necessarily deep and integrative sports massage, but really it's just about releasing any of that fatigue and that tension, especially in the legs.
Can you talk about the special massage that they offer? Because there was such a great variety. I know I had a rhythmic massage, which was wonderful.
The Bahamian Rhythms Massage. So we have an array, and a lot of those more commonly booked will be that Asian-inspired. There's just something very much about that Balinese massage, which does use really a full quadrant of the body, so full head to toe, as opposed to breaking down from just the back and then the legs. The Bahamas Rhythm Massage as well is one of the more signature massages here. So again, using some of that influence here of just the natural flow that comes through to the therapists. We also work with Elemis products here, so we have a greater range of facial and body products, again, that are really complementative for either laying on the beach, which most of our guests also tend to do, or if you're getting out there and being a bit more active, perhaps walking the Queen's Staircase or walking the golf course.
I also noticed a coconut massage. Can you talk about that one?
Yeah, the coconut poultice massage. So poultice is a herbal wrap, essentially, where you can have any number of herbs that are contained therein. So contained in a muslin cloth, and then it'll usually be steamed so that you draw out the properties of that element then and use heat to release tension, especially on parts of the back or also, again, the lower legs or upper thighs, hips, opening up those tight hips, for example. Coconut has always had really rejuvenative properties, very hydrating, and also just very refreshing. And so that's the local ingredients that we've used here, whereas if you travel around to other Four Seasons, for example, you'll find other elements contained within those poultices.
Sure, and plenty of coconut trees here in the Bahamas. I noticed many on the golf course. And so the rooms themselves are just beautiful. I was in a couple's room, but you walk in and there's this beautiful courtyard with a bath and, a kind of a lounging area. Then you go into the actual room itself with the massage beds and a separate area for showers. So you could just live in one of those rooms.
You can. Not at the moment, being Valentine's Day coming up. So they're all booked out. But absolutely, that spa villa is a spot that we're really looking at keeping people there in a nice and calming environment. And it's so easy to just get distracted, but there's something about coming to the Bahamas that just lets it all go. And we really like to focus on that. And we really are just here as a facet to help you get through that and help you get through that journey and then reconnect with yourselves and with one another.
And the Versailles Gardens. Let's talk a little bit more about that. I was just in Versailles outside of Paris a couple months ago. But you walk, you know, through kind of like the Dalt Pool area, and then this entire area of land with gorgeous statues and columns, and it just kind of all unfolds before your eyes, and it's quite expansive.
Exactly. So that lap pool that we have set down there, and there's a beautiful restaurant next to that. So that whole area expands then out into about four different tiers of Versailles-inspired gardens. And around each one of those tiers is any number of our 13 statues, a personally curated collection from Huntington Hartford II. And so you've got a real kind of mishmash of these beautiful bronze and marble statues. There's even a statue of Hercules that does have ancient stone contained within him. So these were really just the passion project of George Huntington Hartford. And so we have everything from David Livingstone immortalized to FDR is immortalized. And then as you walk up these beautiful terraces and you come to the sentinel of the resort, it's these 12th century Augustinian cloisters. So they're French cloisters, and they overlook Bahamas Harbor, Nassau Harbor there. And the entire garden actually stretches the width of the island. So it's a quarter of a mile, and they're 75 feet wide. And it's also one of our top spaces for anyone who's choosing to get married here. You can't go wrong with these just expansive columns made of marble and stone that are then overlooking that beach area there. It's absolutely spectacular. And it never gets old. It's a view that I stop and I look at every single day.
I was going to say, put this on the top of your wedding destination list for sure, because there's such a variety of areas on the property where you could, I'm sure, stage those weddings.
Absolutely. That is a big draw for a lot of our guests here. And so generally, yeah, you'll have a ceremony in front of those, or also in front of the Cupid and Psyche statue, which goes back to the famous poem by Aurelius. We also have a beautiful beach deck, of course, overlooking the water, and then the terrace gardens are also very popular. We also do have lots of after parties end up in our grotto pool, so there's nothing that we can't do for you here.
The culinary, we haven't talked about the restaurant here, Dune. It was just exquisite the other night.
Dune by Jean-Georges, so that's been a staple with us here for many years, and we're really quite lucky to have a dedicated team, and Lester Dean is our own chef de cuisine there, so he's one of the team members that heads up that and all of the advancements, and then our executive pastry chef is Angel Betancourt, and it's always been a spectacular guest favorite, so we take Jean-Georges' famous French and Asian fusions of flavors. And then he's also got a number of Bahamian specialty dishes on the menu. For example, the local lobster in a light curry sauce with plantains and bok choy, something that you'll find exclusively here. The Bahamian salad, which is made of conch, of course. You can't think of the Caribbean or the Bahamas without thinking of conch. And so there's a number of guest favorites. I mean, myself as well, the Parmesan-crusted organic chicken with artichokes and lemon basil sauces. It's something that gets my mouth watering. And actually, the kale salad is something that's been on the menu for a generation. And so really ahead of its time. You can't really imagine people probably in the early 90s being super keen on kale, but it's been there with us for a long time. Again, a nice, healthy option to tie back into if you're here for fitness or for rejuvenating.
And of course, you wake up to this incredible view of the ocean. And talk a little bit about some of the marine activities that are available, some of the diving activities that are available to guests here.
Yep. So we work with a couple of our local operators here, and you can either choose to go on the east side or the west side of the island. Some of the famous dive sites are the Wall, for example. You can also get a little bit more adventurous and head out and looking for some of the more docile shark species that we do have famously here in the Bahamas, all very safe, all very easy. And so that's if you're looking to get underneath the water. On top of the water, of course, yacht experiences and boating experiences. You really should be going out onto the water, getting a look at some of those islands and these keys. The Bahamas is 700-plus islands and keys, and you get a sense of that when you fly in, of course. But famously, astronaut Buzz Aldrin had said that the Bahamas are the most recognizable group of islands from outer space, and that has everything to do with the clarity of the water here. You won't find that anywhere else in the world.
Well, that's a good place to stop, although I want to continue talking to you about everything that is here at the Ocean Club, a Four Seasons Resort right here in the Bahamas. It's been an incredible visit, Monica, and I can't thank you enough for your hospitality, and I'm so glad my audience has the chance to share it with us. Thank you so much. Monica Majors, Director of PR for the Ocean Club.
very much. You'll have to come and experience it all for yourself.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and I am at the Ocean Club on Paradise Island, which has turned out to be in my top 20 as far as favorite golf courses, and, you know, we get a chance to play a lot of courses all over the world. And joining me is Robbie Lemming, who is the general manager of the Ocean Club Golf Course. And Robbie, actually, last stop was up in Connecticut at Lake of Isles in Foxwoods. So I bet you're loving the Bahamas right now.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's sunny and 80 every day. There's not a complaint from me, but, you know, it's a very special property as well. We've got 18 beautiful holes. Only one of them you don't have a view of the ocean. And, you know, it's just spectacular. Seven or eight of the holes have directly touched the coastline. So it's really, I can't describe it. It's, you have to be here to play it. You have to come and see it for yourself. It's just, it's one of a kind.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's so unusual to have so many holes that hug the coastline where you actually are, you know, the greens are just right on top of basically the gorgeous ocean. You have 2, 4, 5, 6. 6 is one of my favorites. 7, 8, 17. They all hug the coastline. So it must be hard to figure out which one is the signature hole.
Yeah, that's a fortunate problem to have. We've been very lucky. Tom Weisskopf did a great job with the land. He really positioned the holes he spent a lot of time in the development of each hole because of the predominant wind. And, you know, we have a couple of holes that are reachable par fours, but depends on which way the wind's blowing. You know, we typically will get 10 to 15, 20 miles of wind, and all of a sudden that changes the dynamic of the golf course.
And he redesigned, Tom Weisskopf came in 2000 and redesigned the course, and it's really special. I thought it was, you know, it's playable, but it's still challenging. I mean, you have, you know, some wide open fairways, but as you say, when the wind kicks up, some of those greens are hard to find.
Yeah, the winds definitely make it a challenge, but we have 5 different tees. It's a resort course. It's very challenging. Our members love it because every day the wind changes direction and it becomes a different golf course. So one day you might be hitting a 6-iron into the green, the next day you might be hitting a pitching wedge. And, you know, that changes the dynamic for the members and our resort guests. Every day is just a different day. It's not the same golf course.
Talk a little bit about the grass here. It wasn't too tough in the rough.
Yeah, you know, we have past palum fairways and tees. And the past palum actually lets the ball sit up. And, you know, it's very playable. It's a really great grass for us because it's very salt tolerant, and we're obviously right on the coastline, so we get a lot of salt water. And you know, we have Bermuda greens, which are in fantastic condition right now. We're in the best shape that we've been in a long time.
And why would that be?
You know, we've been very fortunate with lack of storms, but I have a great director of agronomy that's been here since the opening, and you know, he's fantastic at what he does. He takes it personally. He's out here every day making sure that everything's taken care of.
Well, you know, going back to all the signature holes, you had mentioned 17 earlier, and from the back tees there, that's quite a shot with that palm tree standing kind of in your way. I mean, that was obviously intentional, but you're probably supposed to either, I guess, fade around that tree or just cut the ocean a little bit on the left.
Yeah, that tree's gotten beat up quite a bit over the course of time. In fact, that tree, we lost that tree in a hurricane before I arrived here 7 years ago, and Tom told us we needed to put a tree back there. So that tree ended up coming back, and it's very challenging. You know, we have, for the last 6 years, we've been the host site for the LPGA, and the rules officials have a really hard time utilizing that back tee because they feel as though it could be a little unfair. But for resort golf or for our members, it's a great challenge, very much risk-reward, depending on what you want to do there.
Exactly. It really is kind of intimidating because anybody hitting from those back tees have to figure out a way to, you know, either cut the ball or you know, go around it somehow.
So the course overall plays over 7,000.
Yeah, you can play it from all the way back on our green tees, which is, you know, we have very few people that do that. Just, you know, the grass, the past palum is very sticky. You don't get a lot of roll. The fairways are soft. We're on a sand-based property, so we don't get a lot of roll. So the 7,000 is, it plays a lot longer than that.
And, you know, the... Interesting. The green tees are the back tees. The yellows over 6,600 yards. The blue over 6,200. White over 5,700 yards. And I thought the ladies' tees from the coral was almost 5,000 yards, and it was playable. And as you say, the greens are in fabulous shape. Very fair.
Yeah. The all the tees from whatever level of expertise you are as a golfer, it's very fortunate that we're able to display the type of golf course from every tee. It's a challenge, and you know it's not too difficult that you're going to get so frustrated that you don't want to come back. The golf course is from a design perspective, is perfect.
It really is perfect. Weisskopf did a fabulous job. Now I birdied the third. That's a par three, right? And then the sixth. Beautiful bunkers kind of lining the fairway up the left side and up the right side to an elevated tee. Just spectacular. Some of these hole layouts, Robbie, are just beautiful.
Yeah, so number six is a par five that goes straight out toward the water. Bunkers are positioned in the middle of the fairway perfectly. You can either go to the left of them, you can go to the right of them. And for a longer hitter, that's a reachable par five, depending on the wind direction. But the most spectacular thing about that hole is you're looking out past the ocean, and there's a rock outcropping where some days, depending on the surf, the surf splashes up on the rocks and comes over. It's pretty impressive.
Yes, you don't want to overhit that green, or it's going to bounce off that rock, right, into the gorgeous sea. And then eight, surfs up, which is a par three, is stunning.
Yeah, about 180 yards from our gold tee. Big green. But it's also punishing because if you miss it to the left, you go down into a collection area. But again, the view that you're seeing there is you're looking out at the green, and right behind the green is the ocean. So it's very intimidating. You're hitting across a pond, but then you have the ocean in the background.
I mean, we could go on and on and talk about every single hole because every hole is so unusual and so beautiful. So talk a little bit about the ownership of the course, and I know a lot of hotels pretty much, you know, send their resort guests here because it's one of those courses that the Bahamas, Nassau Paradise Island, likes to show off.
The current ownership is Brookfield Capital out of Canada, and, you know, Troon Golf has managed the property for the last 18 years, and it's one of our longest contracts in our portfolio. And through the ownership changes, we've actually been able to maintain the contract. So we put a lot of effort into the condition of the golf course. That's one of the Troon standards and branding, is that the conditions are top-notch, and we work very hard at that. Brookfield has been a fantastic owner from our perspective of helping us maintain that sense of pride in the product that we put forward.
And talk about the other golf courses close by. Are they similar, or what can we expect when we go over and play the Royal Blue?
Royal Blue is a great, brand new Jack Nicklaus design golf course, and you know it's fantastic. It's they took part of the old layout and kept it the same. If you played here before, it was the old Cable Beach golf course. The front nine is very similar, but the back nine is very different. And Nicklaus did a great job coming in and redesigning that. It's very playable. They're very they're cautious about where they put the tees on specific days, the wind direction, same thing. You know, all the island golf courses, we see the same types of conditions. So when we set up the golf course, we have to make sure that we're not making it unplayable, and we have to make it playable for everyone. But yeah, Royal Blue is fantastic. You're going to really enjoy that experience. We also have Albany, which is out west, and you know they host the Tiger Tournament every year, the Hero World Challenge. Another great layout, very 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 difficult golf course, very challenging.
So when you come to the Bahamas Paradise Island, there are a variety of golf options for passionate golfers.
Yeah, currently right now you've got the two resort courses. You have Baja Mar and you have the Ocean Club. Albany is private. We also have another golf course out on the west end of the island, Lyford Key, that's also exclusive private. So Albany and Lyford Key are a little more challenging to get onto. But if you're ever invited, definitely take up the opportunity and be a guest out there.
But rumor has it that there are more ocean views here at the Ocean Course than any of the other golf courses, Robbie, right?
Absolutely. The name says it all. There's only one hole that you can't see the ocean. So the other golf courses aren't as fortunate. You know, the original developer of our property put a lot of effort into making sure that this was a special place.
So tell us what we can watch the Ocean Club on any future episodes. You said Matt Janella may be coming on the Golf Channel. Matt's a dear friend of mine. The LPGA was here for a number of years. They must be disappointed that the tournament's not here, but who knows, it may come back. What else is going on where we can see the golf course?
Yeah, the golf course at the Ocean Club, the first 10 years we hosted the Michael Jordan and Friends Celebrity Golf Tournament. We hosted, our very first event was the father-son. And then that led into Michael Jordan. And then that led into Michael Douglas and Friends Nine-Hole Celebrity Shootout, which then in turn turned into Big Break Atlantis. And then that turned into 6 years with the LPGA. We were the starting tournament for 6 years for the LPGA, which was great. You know, mid to end of January, they got to come down here, experience. You know, every once in a while we get a front come through, but the winds kick up, very challenging. And the girls loved it. It was sunny and 75, 80 degrees, and, you know, it gave them an extra tournament to play. We've kind of changed gears from a marketing perspective, and we're looking at, we just hosted an LPGA White Sand Series, LPGA Pro-Am, where we had 22 girls come down and play with groups. And that was a one-day event. We're going to also be hosting Matt Janella and his team here at end of March to film his travel show. That will air in June, and then you will have an opportunity to come and play with Matt in September, October timeframe, with his travel show. And then in end of October, 1st of November, we're going to be hosting a collegiate golf tournament, 15 men's teams, 15 women's teams, three-day competition. So very exciting stuff here. I mean, we are always trying to move the needle, really trying to focus on, you know, what viewers want to see. The collegiate golf tournament, we don't have a TV sponsor as of yet, but we're working hard to get some coverage.
I tell you, I mean, this is just a TV crew's dream. I mean, as far as the views go and as far as showing off what the Bahamas is all about, you know, with the palm trees and the beach and the ocean views and as you say, just the various holes, so many holes that have those spectacular views, it just on TV, it just must pop.
Yeah, we did, the Golf Channel did a lot of overhead from the airplanes in the last 6 years. And just seeing the turquoise water, it's amazing how beautiful this place is.
Well, I'm sure you're glad you are down in the Bahamas, having been formerly in Connecticut. I'm broadcasting to a New York audience, so we're all kind of enjoying winter right now. It is February. We are in Paradise Island at the Ocean Club, Robbie Lemming, PGA. Thanks so much. Do you get a chance to play much, or are you too busy kind of running this place?
I get out once every 2 or 3 weeks, try to get out there with members and smack it around and let them beat up on me.
What's your best score here?
71.
Yeah. Wow, that's outstanding.
Yeah, it was a very calm day, and we played, you know, men's tees, so it wasn't from the back. But, yeah, I'll take it.
And what about some of your favorite celebrities who have been here? You mentioned Michael Jordan, Michael Douglas. Who else has played here and have enjoyed these spectacular views?
Mark Wahlberg is a regular. He's a regular at the Four Seasons, and he loves to come down and get an early round in before his kids get up and get going. So he's a regular. Alice Cooper makes a trip down. You know, we've got so many. Randy Houser, the country singer, was just here Super Bowl weekend. You just never know who you're going to run into here. You know, it's a getaway for everyone. And, you know, I was able to trade in my snow shovel for a sand shovel. So it's worked out pretty well.
I should say, Robbie, and it's been a great getaway for me as well this week. Thanks so much for hosting us and wishing you all the luck. Robbie Lemming, PGA General Manager, Ocean Club Golf Course. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming out.
Hope you enjoyed this special edition of Sports Interview, part one of a show devoted to Nassau Paradise Island and tips on what to do, where to eat, where to play golf, and where to stay. My thanks to Kyle Lynch, our brilliant engineer in studio. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next Saturday morning from 9 to 10 Eastern right here on Sports Interview with Anne McGuire.